everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Considering all things, the love of God prevails. Considering all things, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've gotten into, no matter what we're trying to accomplish, because God loves us, His willingness to work with us. He gave us a blank checkbook. Whatever we pray for, we can receive. If we abide in Him and His love, and His word abides in us, we can ask what we will, and it will be done. Considering all things, there's not one thing that God can't get us out of on this side of heaven if we believe Him. If you can take Him at His word and trust Him, not just in the beginning, but throughout, you can end up with a greater future, a better situation, and He'll show you how to do it. There is a way to do what you got to do. The wisdom is in the Word of God. He's going to help you do it. But if you can take Him at His word, and as He guides you, make the adjustments. He operates by love. He doesn't make you do anything. He's responding to you, your faith, what you put in motion. What you push, God pushes. What you pull, God pulls. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. He's going to respond to you. Wondering whether it's God's will or not is out of the equation. The Word of God is His will. If you can believe that the Word of God is His will for you, and remember, with the Word of God, there are no limits. He didn't put a limit on anything. He gave you the kingdom of God. It's up to you to operate it. If you operate it, it'll be operated. If you don't operate it, it won't be operated in your life. Because what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. When we decide to do something other than the Word of God, it changes the dynamics of our success. Remember, God doesn't require dedication. He loves you regardless. If a man gets saved and all he do is the basic things in life, as long as he don't get in trouble, he's in the kingdom of God. When the rapture comes, he's going to be gone. But sin turns your heart, and the Lord warns His people, not the world. The world is already judged. People that never got saved, they already, hell is waiting on them. They already judged. They won't have to go before the Father to go to hell. You're going. If you didn't get those that didn't get saved, they didn't do anything about their condition. It's just like if a man gets sick, if he don't pray for healing, he won't be healed. He'll go to heaven, but he won't keep living this life on earth. His life won't be sustained here. But once you believe on Jesus, you can't die again. You can't go and die the second death. Now, people who don't get saved, they die the second death. They die this time, and then they go to hell, which is the second death. And that's worse than not existing. If they could just not exist anymore, that'd be better for them. But they can't do that. You were made in God's image. You're gonna live forever, whether you want to or not. You are a creation, just like you were created to be His child. You can't stop existing. It's impossible. So we have to understand the facts. This is the Word of God. Even if you don't believe it, you still can't stop existing. A lot of people think that when you die, you're dead, and that's it. That's not true. You're made in His image. Your body's going to die, but your spirit has got to exist somewhere. And God made a jurisdiction, either heaven with Him or hell. And even those that go to heaven, when Jesus returns and reigns on earth, we're coming back to earth again. And He's going to restore the earth, and we're going to live here. And we'll have access to heaven. and it's beautiful. So the New Jerusalem is coming here, and we're going to live here. The kingdom of God is everywhere you go, because the kingdom of God is within you, and you have to learn how to access the things of God. Now, your success requires your dedication, and the Lord loves his people. But many people of God who have gotten saved, believed on Jesus, washed in his blood, they've been forgiven of their sins, they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, some of them. All Christians don't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit because of poor teaching. But if you believed on Jesus Christ, you're in the kingdom of God. No question, no doubt about it. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is to help you do the work of the ministry and guide and bless you in this life. That's a blessing, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit so he can guide you in life. Now, every Christian has the Holy Spirit on the inside. And we have the Holy Spirit within for our personal guidance and upon to help us do the work of the ministry. You know, and we're anointed. The Holy Spirit governs our anointing. He guides us and trains us so that we can, the anointing, you know, he uses our anointing to train us with. And then to bless others. Now, all these things are true, factual. God loves us. This love won't change. But people always, they deviate. And many have given heed to doctrines of devils, seducing spirits, and doctrines of devils. That's why things are not perfect. That's why good things are not ministered sometimes. God is always moving by his spirit. He loves us. And he will guide us perfectly. But when people, the way we see things is according to how we, what we used to. The way we operate is according to what we're used to. But we have to invite the Lord to show us the greater way. There's always a greater way. And he loves us, and he teaches us things we can receive. If he say it, you can receive it. And if you receive it, you can use that information. And your success requires you to do certain things. The principle of sowing and reaping is in effect. These are laws that God obeys. We are operating on the same laws and rules that God uses himself. He governs himself by the same rules, because he's after a certain form of success. And his success is unlimited. Everything he makes is designed to perform a function. And everything he makes can ever increase. It can grow. It can do better and better. Now, it may not grow in size or structure, but abilities are unlimited. We can learn many things. One person can do, they perform many tasks. A baby is born and they become children. They grow to be toddlers and then children, and teenagers, young adults. And during the course of their life, they pick up greater and greater things. They learn to walk, crawl, walk, talk, play sports. The same person grows up and learn a career. They learn how to be a father, a husband. Women learn to be wives. They get better. When you first start anything, you're green. You're just learning it. But after time, you get better and better at it. And you use the visuals that you've received from your parents and others as a guide. And sometimes they're wrong. You have to unlearn some things and learn new things. And the Lord helps us to govern our lives in greater and greater ways. Now, he's always mightily moving by his Spirit, and he has so much wisdom to share with us. And we can learn and grow and develop. And then with the anointing, that's a whole nother category. Now we have God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. It's like having an education that you didn't take time to learn. Having an ability that just came upon you. Samson's ability to fight, God gave that to him. He was a Nazarite. He was anointed to fight. And he had to keep certain rules. Now, God never stopped love. If he broke the rules, if he ate grapes or cut his hair, he'd lose his ability to fight. But he grew his hair back and wouldn't cut it. And then he prayed for the anointing to come back on him, and it did. Covenant. Some things are required. Now, you don't do all the works of the ministry and things like that, the necessary things, and pay tithes so you can be saved. The only reason we're saved is the blood of Jesus. And that's it. And we believed it. He washed our sins away, and we believed it. Now, when people get back, when they go back to their sin, then it puts them in another condition. And they change the facts. They change the condition. The Lord didn't save you from sin so you can go back to it. The Holy Spirit will warn you and show you, you know, he'll guide you to go to get things right with God again. And he'll chastise his children. But when people say no and they continue, the Lord will stop chastising. And he won't chastise you anymore. He'll let you do whatever you want to do. But then when people in that situation, they deviated. And call religion to have them thinking that they're okay. And they're not. And when they die, the Lord will say, you can't come here. You can't come past these gates. Now, there are many people that thought they were in Christ. And they were so willful, and they did things according to their way of doing things. And they didn't realize that they were back in the world, operating according to the world system. And these are the things that happens when people are in that condition. They stop yielding to the Holy Spirit. They stop doing the things of love. They start operating according to the world. They get an unforgiveness. They backbite others. They slander people. They lust after people. They lust after things. They cheat. They do things wrong. They're not honest. They take bribes. They do a lot of things that shouldn't be done. And the Holy Spirit says nothing because they've deviated. They turned their heart. Now, when the Lord taught me something. The scripture said that those that are fearful, you know, when the Lord returns, when he comes back to earth, the fearful will be rejected. They're going to hell. But those that delight in his appearance, they belong to God. Now this is why. And I didn't understand that. What does he talk about, the fearful and unbelieving? When you're in the Lord's presence, the last broadcast, we talked about the presence of the Lord as well. Things are revealed to you. You know what you've been doing. In the Lord's presence, you can see yourself for what you are. And when he comes back, everybody that's not right with him, they'll understand fully, all at once, that they are judged because they were unfaithful and they wouldn't repent. Automatically, they're going to start trying to repent. But it'll be too late when he returns. Your grace time is now. You got to repent. If you judge yourself, you won't be judged. And he's talking to the church when he said that, not the world. The world is judged. But after you've been washed in the blood, you know what to do. And you do otherwise and won't repent. If he comes back all at once, you're going to know there's a witness in you that you know you're wrong. You know that you're out of bounds. See, in his light, things are revealed for what they are. if you go in His presence now and you see things that's not right, you can repent. You can ask the Lord to help you with it. If you know you're wrong, if you know things are not perfect, you can ask the Lord to help you with it right now, and He will. But if He comes back all at once, He's coming back to judge the world system. And if you're part of it, you're going to know it. You'll know it from the inside out. And people they can't tell that you've deviated, that you're not right with God. If you start doing things that's not right, they don't see every little thing you do and know it. Many people will still consider you their brother in Christ or sister in Christ. And this goes not to saying that you've deviated. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying people that did, others won't be able to tell. Just like the angels couldn't distinguish the tares and the wheat, people can't either. But everybody that deviated, they'll know it from the inside out once they're in the presence of God. And this is why when the Holy Spirit is moving in a church, some people stop going because they won't let their sin go. Everybody who get involved with sin, the first thing they do, they start disassembling from the people of God. They love them, people that give them good advice. And they stop going because they don't want their sin exposed. And they won't repent. But when Jesus comes back all at once, they'll know that they deviated from the inside out. And those that rejoice, they know Him and they love Him. See, the condition of our heart is revealed in the light. That's why when Christians live the light of God's word, they show people and expose people to people their condition. You don't even have to say anything about sin. They already know. When you walk in the room, because you love God and because you do what's true and what's honorable in their sight, you don't try to hide the light, just like Jesus said. You automatically are a witness, a reference of God, because you were transformed. And as you renew your mind, it's even more obvious. You already have that's why when people try to, when they get saved and they go around their friends that used to do drugs or go to wild parties and do things, and they come back to the neighborhood and they just come around their friends. Even if they don't tell them they're a Christian now, they know something's different. They begin to know that there's a difference. It's obvious. You can't hide it. And sometimes people try to hide the light because they don't want to embarrass anybody. It's better for everybody we love for us to embarrass them than for the Lord to come back and return all at once and they're off guard. And they want to be on His side, but it's too late because now it's by sight, not by faith. Everybody that believes God and taken by His word by faith are sincere. Their heart is sincere towards God. When a man's heart stops being sincere towards God, it's a fact that God has to do something. He has to do something about the fact that they're not right with Him. He knows it. He can tell. And He can't let them in heaven because they're corrupt. Unrepentant sin, or sin that goes, when people won't repent from their sins, it's corruption. And God has to do something about it. He can't let corruption in heaven. And in all the wild grace teaching, I mean, it's off track. Now let's look at something. This is what Jesus said. He's holy. He's right. You can't change His words with the Hebrew and Greek foolishness. This is what Jesus said. This is Revelation chapter 21. Let's look at verse 7. He says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Well, before that, he said in verse 6, "He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. You can change, you can grow, you can develop, you can have life freely. Then he said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And, you know, of course, that means also that the daughters shall be his, the girls shall be his daughters. The women shall be his daughters. Verse 8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Going into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, sulfur. That's the second death I was talking about earlier. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride and the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and a light was like unto the stone most precious, even like the jasper stone, clear as crystal. See, the things of God is clear as crystal. It's holy. It's perfect. There's no unrighteousness there. No unrighteousness is going. Jesus didn't come and die for you to help you live in sin and still be right with him. He died for you so you can be free from sin, and so that you can live in his kingdom if that's what you want to do. You always have a choice. You can go back to the world, or you can stay in the kingdom of God. But if you start deciding to become corrupt and don't change when the Holy Spirit is trying to give you wisdom and guide you out of sin, you got to drive it out. God's not going to drive it out for you. If you love him and you operate by faith, you're going to do it God's way. And you want to. He didn't give you sin as a gift. And that's how people preach it. Well, because you believed on Jesus once and for all, you don't even have to repent anymore, some people say. If you believed on him, you're good. You just go to heaven. No. The word of God is not written that way. And you don't have to be a Greek and Hebrew scholar to understand these things. True Greek and Hebrew scholars don't try to fool around with the word of God to please men, because they love God first. There's nothing wrong with being a Hebrew and Greek scholar. But you can't play with the words and change the meanings and confuse people and be all right with God. That's not going to happen. Because when he returns, you will know within that you were on the wrong side of the track. You're going to know within, in the presence of the Lord, whether it's the people living the life of God before you or when Jesus returns, you're going to see yourself for what you are. You're going to automatically know. That's why he said verse 8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, they're going to run. They're going to try. And Isaiah talks about when they tried to run. They knew that they, in God's presence, you know where you are. You know whether you love him or whether you don't. And the facade of religion is gone. There's no mask. You're naked. Whatever you are, you are. You're caught off guard. That's how it is when Jesus returned. Now, at the rapture, he's just going to come back and take what's his and go. We're going to meet him in the air, twinkling of an eye. We're going to disappear before people. And they're going to see a light that don't hurt their eyes in the sky. And a lot of people know, they have heard about the rapture, and they're going to realize that they were on the wrong side. And they chose the wrong thing. And preachers led them wrong. And the preachers that lead people wrong will still be here. The people who fell for their lives will still be here. Because Jesus said, my people know my voice. They hear me and they follow me. A stranger they will not follow. So God's people don't follow strange voices. And people that are deceived, the ones that were sincere to God, they're going to be gone. But I've heard so many people say, that's not right. That don't sit with the pastor won't quit preaching wrong, and they know it's wrong. But they go to church because that's what they do. They go to church. And they sometimes they confront the pastor and the pastor won't repent. But they know what's true. Now, they're going to leave because they won't bow down to Baal. They don't go for sorry gospel. That's not of God. And they tell their family member, well, he's wrong about this. He's right about that over there, but he's wrong about this. They know. People not going. Everybody don't take wooden nickels. And the Lord know. And then they pray for the pastor and the people. And people won't repent. And eventually it vexes them so bad they go to another church. And some people, that they go to a church and find it worse. And they go back and forth. And they start praying for a church home. Some people are watching it on TV. They just gave up on church. But you don't have to give up on church. Pray for your people. Warn people. Do what's right. And when people go crazy, there are churches out there that you can find. They may not be the same race as you. They may be younger. They may be older. But it's a blessing to find a good church, just like it's a blessing to find a good spouse. And there are people that live so far away from good churches, they just have church at home. Or they watch it on the internet. They do the best. And in other countries, they do underground churches. They hide and have church. In places like China and Iran and Egypt. You know, they have a lot, you know, there are people that will kill you for loving God. And these are our brothers. We need to be using our authority to pray for them. I thank God we got a president with backbone now to fight them. And the last president said he'd fight them. And I hope that he did some good too. They all do good, and they don't always do what you want them to do. But I thank God for the leadership, and I thank God for people who have it in their heart to do the right thing because it's the right thing, not just right for them. But the Lord's going to do something about debauchery and lies. But when he comes back in return, people are going to know what side of the fence they want. They won't be able to hide and ease into the pulpit. People will agree with anything. Christian people will amen anything until they learn. But once they're going to figure it out. Some people hadn't figured it out yet, but they will if they keep studying the Word of God. And those that change God's Word, they're in trouble. And they're not going to get out of it. He said in this is Revelation 22:19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Now that just blows the once saved always theology out of the water. It's not right. It's not true. You can be in Christ, washed in his blood, and deviate from the word and be kicked out because you changed the word of God. It says, if any man, saint or sinner, if any man change his word, shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And he which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. That's the word of God from the Holy Spirit to us. Those that deviate, when Jesus come back, they'll be preaching their deviation. And when they see Jesus, they're going to run and hide. Cast their idols to the back. Just like Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 2. It's all going to be right. All the deception. People are going to know what side of the fence they're on in his presence. And you're going to, and you'll be known for what you are. And you know, they, all of a sudden they go, Jesus is going to return. Now see, after the rapture, 7 years will expire. Jesus is going to come back at the end of the war of Gog and Magog, the battle of Armageddon. And when he comes back, they're going to cast their idols to the bats. All the false religions, they're going to know that they're off track. All the Christians that left the church, that left the way of God and went back to the way of the world, they're going to know they're wrong, and they're going to cast their idols to the bats. They're going to cast their evil doctrine to the bats. Their deviation doctrine of grace is going to be gone to the bats. They're misusing it. And they're leading people astray that don't know any better. Now, the Lord have mercy on who he can, and the rest, they're going to be gone. And that's just the way it is. It doesn't have to happen that way in your case. But he's coming back, and when he returns, those that have deviated will be known for what they are in their own eyes. And they'll know that they were wrong. They'll know they lusted after this world. And the Lord will have to leave them here, take his own, and judge the rest. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He still has great and wonderful things to share with his people who devote their heart to him. Go in his presence and enjoy him. Don't be afraid of what happens to people that are wrong. They want to be wrong. But love God. You enjoy the Lord and enjoy the wonderful wisdom of the Lord and his sweet presence. Enjoy his character. He has so much to say to you. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord. They're going to know he loves them, too. And they're going to know they're wrong.